Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
6:09 a.m. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We have a duty here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to give you the hard-hitting news, even if it's bad news. Oh. And this morning, I have two stories to start us off with. One's bad. The other's really bad.
I probably have something even worse.
You do?
Yeah, I haven't even told you guys about this.
My God, what is it?
You know there's only two episodes of Game of Thrones left this season?
Ah! You know that? There's only seven episodes this season.
That is garbage, by the way. That's garbage. We've waited for way too long. They're just getting started.
Next week, man. Like, so this Sunday is six.
Yeah.
And then the next Sunday is seven.
Is the finale? Next week is the finale?
The season finale.
That's
I don't know how you top that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to destroy everybody's Tuesday.
Yeah.
But no, I'm still fine.
No, that's hard. That's hard.
Don't act like you're too cool for Game of Thrones.
I'm not saying
Sylvia.
I'm too cool for Game of Thrones.
You're acting like you're like, oh, I'm fine. That doesn't,
doesn't bother me at all.
I like this every day.
Dead inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, again, two pieces of news that are difficult to report, but we have a duty around here, so we must do it.
What do we got?
Are you laughing because I said duty?
Right. At first, I thought you meant poop.
Yeah. Okay.
A guy in New Orleans named Travis, because of course his name is Travis.
Of course, Travis. Every guy we know named Travis.
He's always trouble, right?
Always a show.
Yeah. 33 years old, got fired from a construction job. And so the way that he got back at that construction job was entering the site late at night and stealing something.
What did he steal?
He stole a vehicle, and he got in that vehicle and he ran from the cops.
Okay.
The vehicle.
Was it a cat?
It was a steamroller.
So he was drunk driving a steamroller.
No idea if he was drunk, but I would assume so because he stole the steamroller, decided to run from the cops, and the steamroller has a top speed of 8 miles an hour.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
that seems actually pretty fast for a steamroller. I mean, you're running.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a sub 10-minute mile. That's like you're looking at, like, what is that? Like an 8-minute, 7-minute mile?
It's a vehicle.
7 times 8. Yeah, about 7.5-minute mile.
You can run faster than that, hopefully.
Yeah. But for an hour straight, can you run at a 7.5-minute clip for, infinity?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Shockingly, the police were able to catch up with him and did, in fact, arrest him. So,
whoa.
There you go.
How did they do that?
Was there
That's a high-speed chase.
Story number one, that's not easy to report.
Was there a barricade set up and then he was going at him very slowly? Via like Austin Powers.
Scene from Austin Powers. No!
I can't understand why people want to get back at their employers. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, nothing good is going to come of that. Like,
well, and especially
pull up your bootstraps and find a new job. Because
especially if you, I mean, if you're going to steal anything, you're not going to hurt a steamroller.
No.
And they're definitely going to catch you.
Like, where do you hide it? Where do you sell it? Like, what do you do with a steamroller?
You hide it in your garage.
Like, you need to think these things through. Yes, if you're going to plan something like that, think it through.
No. Why?
And New Orleans and a dude named Travis can only be topped by what state, Mahoney?
Florida?
That's right.
All right.
A couple in Florida had a barbecue grill in their SUV on Sunday, and the propane tank was on.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And a woman decided, that seems like a good time for a cigarette.
No.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the car exploded. Couple only wound up with some burns, so that's good. Did not perish. The cops on the scene realized the guy had an outstanding warrant, though, so he was arrested.
Oh.
A 39-year-old guy, and his name was Pierre.
A guy named Pierre?
Yeah.
In Florida?
Pierre.
Yeah, like, this doesn't work for me. If you're Pierre in Paris, sure, but you're Pierre in Florida.
You gotta say it sexy, though, like, Pierre.
Hello,
there's nothing sexy about Pierre in Florida.
In Orlando,
smoking,
yeah.
Yeah, who's smoking in his own car with a barbecue grill going at the same time. There's nothing sexy.
I wonder if he had a French accent. Like, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I blew up the Kia. That's what it was. It was a Kia Sorento.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
What?
Where was the barbecue grill and the Kia Sorento? And what were you grilling?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
If you're one of those people that uses a lot of smiley faces in your work emails, I may have some bad news for you. Share that with you in a second. Also, Las Vegas sportsbooks have paused betting on the Cowboys for a very specific reason. And there is an app out there that Ian has actually signed up for that is becoming a self-esteem machine. Plus, we'll be checking the voicemail again here in a couple of minutes. If you want to leave a message there, 702-889-7352.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Ennis Mary. Sorry, I'm a little annoyed right now. My cat just did something bad. So anyway, why are you getting in trouble with the engineer this morning? And why does he hate you so much since day one? I don't get this. Because I don't like this. I don't like that crap at all.
Message deleted.
Okay, so that's in reference to Ian getting in trouble with the engineer. The reason why he doesn't like Ian is because the engineer doesn't like anyone. That's just how it works. It has nothing to do with Ian specifically. Just everyone ever in the past 12 years that I've worked here. He always hates for whatever reason. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not actually a hateful person.
No.
He's just a grump. And he's a grump to everyone.
A funny grump.
Oh, and then that's why Ian has to talk to him. So anytime that Ian screws up around these parts, he has to go have a minimum 37-second awkward conversation with Tracy, our engineer.
We like Tracy.
We love Tracy. Tracy's great.
Tracy's a great guy, but Tracy has no patience in... I like to say suffering idiots or people who he thinks are idiots.
Yeah, I would just say that his ability to calmly deal with humans of normal intellect is significantly lower than most other people that I know. Yeah.
Adding on to that, pretty tough interview, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've done it already?
Yeah. Took care of that.
Okay.
I got it out of the way quick. I didn't want to.
Like ripping the Band-Aid off?
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to rip it off sometimes. So we'll we'll get to
that. I'm the blind Mexican ripping my chest hair off.
Yes.
Thanks for the backup, Mary, though.
Uh-huh.
What?
Ivan the blind Mexican ripping my chest hair off.
Poor Mary, so concerned. She's worried about Ian. Her cat's doing bad stuff. It's just, it's a rough day for poor
How's your chest, by the way, Mahoney?
Yeah. It's never fully recovered, Sylvia.
Really?
Mostly due to you.
All your fault.
That's why I didn't say ripping off quickly like Sylvia. No, I said like Ivan the blind Mexican who did it very quickly. You, on the other hand,
slow,
scarred me for
painful.
Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't slow. I did it as fast as I could.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Hey, it's Gina. The book is called Edgar Allan Poe's The Cask of Amontillado. Great book. Great book. Anyways, you guys keep me so excited and laughing in the morning. Thank you so much. Bye.
Message deleted.
She, of course, is referencing Mahoney trying to pronounce the title of Edgar Allan Poe's book yesterday, which did not go so well.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm talking about?
This is going badly.
The cast of, it's like Armadillo. I don't know how to say that word.
Amontillado? Amontillado?
I guess so. It's tough, man. You know what I was talking about, though.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Try reading sometime, man.
I don't even think I pronounced it right.
Expand your horizons.
Are you talking to me?
Everybody.
Okay.
Just the world.
No, he's looking at you.
No, you can look at me all you want, but Mahoney's actually making eye contact.
He is. That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh.
Wow. Uh-huh. Now he's stopped. Now he's staring at my shoulder. Yeah, he gets
all
weird.
He's staring at your chest.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, man. Poor Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. Woo! Right here. I'm the man.
He has been going through it medically. He
styling,
went to,
profiling, jet riding.
Mm-hmm.
Dirtiest player in the game. Love that man.
He was admitted to an Atlanta area hospital over the weekend. And on Saturday, his rep said no cause for concern. And then that all changed on Sunday night. His rep tweeting out, "We need prayers and positive energy for our living legend as he is dealing with some tough medical issues." 16-time world heavyweight champion was in a medically induced coma. Now he is out of surgery and resting and appears to be doing better.
Good.
But Ric Flair hasn't exactly lived an easy life on his body. His heart has had issues in the past from alcohol-related issues. Who knows if he did a whole bunch of steroids back in the 80s, but pretty much all of the wrestlers
not
were
even
doing
in
a whole
the
80s, bunch of steroids.
In the 70s, man.
70s, like 80s, 90s, all
Flair's
of
them. Almost 70 years old at this
years
point.
Old, yeah.
One of the most storied guys ever, had one of the longest careers, most heavyweight championships ever. you know, in 16.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's done that is pretty amazing. But the fact that, like, most wrestlers, it's really sad. The thing about professional wrestling is that so many of them die so young.
Yeah.
Because it kind of deteriorates.
Well, because
it's terrible on your body if you're doing steroids, but then also you're getting concussed constantly.
Yeah. You're traveling, you're partying, yeah, everything it's just not a healthy.
Super high octane lifestyle, yeah. And it's just rough on them.
Well, we hope the Nature Boy Ric Flair recovers very, very soon. Yes.
I think Ian's writing down my flub.
Ian, are you writing down her flub?
I got the flub down.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Woo! So here's some interesting news. If you're one of those people that writes work emails and includes a lot of smiley faces, a study was done that doesn't say you're a happy person. It says you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean,
according to the study, people that use smiley faces during face-to-face communication perceived as warm and indicated more competence with regards to first impressions. So if you actually, like, see someone, a human, in real life, and you smile at them, that tends to help. However, in a text-based representation,
yeah,
a smile in a computer-generated message did not have the same effect. It makes you seem stupid.
See, so. I limit it to two, but that's only because I don't want to sound like I'm a jerk.
You're still kind of a jerk.
No, I'm not a jerk.
No.
If I'm saying, like, hey, can you do this for me? I'll put a little smiley face. So I'm, you know, being polite.
That's not true. You texted me last night, and there were about 17 crying faces.
Yeah, I got a bunch of texts.
One single text.
Well, yeah, because that means I'm happy. I'm crying out of happiness because it's so cute.
I didn't get a message from Sylvia last night. Oh, I got one yesterday. And hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 smiley faces all in a row.
Because
the last text message that she sent me.
I got 6 crying in a row.
Because you gave me Starbucks.
I got like I said, like 17. 17 crying faces.
Because he showed me a video of a dog. I'm saying like work emails.
That was work related.
No, it's not work related. You showed me a GIF of a dog.
Anyway.
A GIF of a dog?
A GIF.
It's a GIF.
A GIF.
It's a GIF.
A GIF.
It's not
a GIF.
Let's not get
whatever
into this again.
You showed me a picture of a dog and it was the cutest thing ever.
It
fell on its back.
It was a little basset hound.
Yeah.
He fell over. Poor little guy.
Oh. Oops, I fell over.
So stop using smiley faces. Like, I am a big proponent of, in like your personal life, if there's something that could be taken one way or the other, using an emoji to kind of offset the tone
of
a text message.
Yeah, sarcasm is hard to convey.
Yep.
Or at least it was before a little eye-rolling emoji showed up. Mm-hmm. Now it's much easier. So Las Vegas sportsbooks have paused betting on the Dallas Cowboys because this whole mess going on with Ezekiel Elliott, their star running back. Multiple sportsbooks have said, you know what, let's go ahead and wait a little bit and see what happens, because whether or not Zeke is going to be playing is a big deal to that offense. So it's coming up. I love the fact that football's coming back. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
But week one is the home game against the New York Giants for the Cowboys, and many of the sportsbooks here in Vegas have paused the betting because they just don't know what's going to happen with this appeal that Zeke has going on this week and whether or not he's actually going to be playing.
A lot of people were talking about the Dallas Cowboys being, you know, a possible Super Bowl contender this year with him being out. They're saying that they don't even know if they'll make the playoffs.
I think they're going to regress either way. I think they had an amazing year last year,
yeah,
and it overshot everyone's expectations. I think that slows down a little bit this year.
I think so, that's too. I think especially after you punt on a guy like Romo. Even though he, you know, wasn't the closer that they wanted, the guy's still a fantastic quarterback, and you're putting in a guy in who was a rookie, who got injured, and now coming back from that injury, we'll see what happens, you know?
So, Ian, tell me about this app that you have on your phone.
So, Saraha is an honesty app.
What does that mean?
It's an anonymous honesty app. So, essentially, you set up a profile, and people can search out your username and leave you anonymous messages.
So if you want to be insulted or maybe complimented by total strangers, you have no idea who they are, then you should download this app. It was developed in the Middle East. It's Saraha.
But it's Arabic word for honesty.
Yeah. But it's just, it's the name Sarah with an H on the end with another A-H.
Sarah A-H.
Yes.
Yep. I believe it's still number one.
Saraha.
Number one in the App Store right now.
Oh, it's number one in the App Store?
Yes. Yep.
Really? People are that into like what other people like want to talk trash to about?
Yesterday, after the show, the servers were down.
So have you actually gotten some feedback?
Yeah, I've gotten four messages so far.
Okay, what do they say?
Well, the first one was just somebody giving me the middle finger emoji.
Okay, that was me.
So we started off well there. The other one said, "You are cool, hat or no hat."
Okay.
So I thought that was nice.
No hat.
Nice.
He looks cool.
And then I got one 13 hours ago that says, "Your segments are the best on the morning show."
Okay. Wow.
There with you go. A clap and a heart face emoji.
I would not disagree with that. You put a lot of work into those. Yeah. I think you do a fine job.
Oh, well, I appreciate
that. I would disagree with that.
What?
I'm gonna have to download this Raha app. It's actually number three, Ian. If you were a good producer and your segments were so good, you would know that it's currently number three.
Mahoney's getting territorial.
Man.
Wow.
Somebody else says that.
Because Mr. Compliments over there.
Yeah. We should start a rival app just called Mr. Compliments.
Bring me a folder full of compliments in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yes, all it is, like, it filters out all of the garbage and it just tells you how wonderful
you are. That's what I need, man.
All day.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it also, like, because there have been some friends who post, like, the messages.
So how do people find you?
They search out your username.
Yeah, like,
what's your username?
Ian E. Radio.
Ian E. Radio, so if you want to leave him some feedback.
Yeah, but I mean, people can say like, oh, you're super cute. Oh, I have a crush on you. Oh, you suck. Like, it's, you know, it's all stuff like that.
I feel like I don't want to, I don't need any more anonymous trolls in my life. Yeah. I think there's plenty of them.
Yeah, but do you need anonymous compliments?
I want to see the source of my compliments.
Yes, I don't want insults or compliments from random people. Because then all I do is walk around trying to guess who it is.
A compliment to me.
And I was kind of like hesitant to like download it.
You downloaded it?
No.
You should.
Yeah, you should.
I kind of want to.
She's going
to
get just bombarded with.
No.
Like,
especially after that dress you wore yesterday.
What did I wear yesterday?
What dress did you wear yesterday? The one covered in certain.
Oh.
What looked like female junk?
There were lips. I mean, you know, like red lips.
On somebody's face.
Okay.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
People.
Come on. Hold it together, man.
So Ian E. Radio on Saraha.
E. Radio on Saraha.
I will not be downloading that.
I think we all should download it.
No. I kind of want to.
No.
But I'm just scared because like I don't want people to be like, oh, you suck.
No, you're going to get like, ugly. Hey, I want to bang you. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah. No pictures.
That's what I'm going to get.
I just don't want them dissing my hair.
Dissing your hair?
Yeah. Your hair?
What's wrong with your hair?
Yeah. What?
I don't know. People are going to be trolled. And be like, oh, your hair's stupid.
No, your hair's not stupid.
Well, you put that out in the world. Now that's what they're going to say.
Yeah, I know.
It's your face that's stupid.
Your hair's stupid. You got a stupid nose.
Oh, my God. How could you? You know I'm sensitive.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
If you missed it, this weekend, Sylvia decided that she's going to go out and practice her swimming, getting ready for Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau, which is not this Friday, but next Friday. And it went so badly that Bossy Rossi came in here yesterday and shut the whole thing down. So, real bummer. Way to go, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
But alive.
I'll play that audio for you here in just a moment. Also, Ian had a very awkward interview with our engineer, Tracy, because he screwed up here on the show, and that's what's going to happen. Tracy kind of hates Ian, and that's okay. We're just trying to capitalize on that hatred by having a forced conversation every time that Ian does something wrong, and that audio, none of us have heard it yet. I can barely wait. 37 seconds is the minimum that he can talk to him for. We'll play that audio for you in just a moment as well.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Nothing significant, just a little flub last week. Ian forgot to set a card to record, and so just missed a little bit of audio. No big deal. No real harm, no foul. However, that was an opportunity for our very first 37 seconds with Tracy. Now, Tracy is our chief engineer around here, and Tracy is a grump. He hates everyone. And Ian has had numerous interactions with him over the past, especially the past few weeks, because we've been out broadcasting at Legacy Stadium, and so Friday mornings we're out of the studio, and we're down at the broadcast studio at the Palazzo. And so Ian's kind of had to navigate how to make sure everything's connected first thing in the morning. You've had to call Tracy a couple of times before 6 a.m., which everyone loves that call, right?
Oh, everybody loves that call, yes. Especially Tracy.
But, those interactions haven't exactly been pleasant.
No, they haven't. But we get through it as long as the job gets done.
Right.
But the interview this time around, let me tell you, did not go very well.
What was the premise? So you knew that you were going to have to go talk to him for 37 seconds. What did you have in mind as far as the subject matter for your conversation with Tracy?
The only thing besides work that I know about Tracy is motorcycles.
Okay.
He's got an infatuation with motorcycles.
Loves
so
motorcycles.
So that was like my go-to subject with him. So I approached him and I said, "Hey, Tracy, I got to talk to you." He was like, "Oh, yeah, I heard about that." he said, "Well, I got to go somewhere." And I was like, "Oh, well, I'll just follow you." And he said something that I think every man hates hearing. He said, "You can't go to Home Depot with me."
Whoa.
Oh, and I wow. just, yeah.
37 seconds with Tracy, our very first one. Let's have a listen.
Here's 37 seconds with Tracy. 37 seconds with Tracy. I messed up, so here's 37 seconds of Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, I've heard from a lot of people you love motorcycles.
Yes.
So if you had the choice to kill me or your motorcycle, where would you go for a scenic ride?
Up to Overton and back, and, you know, I've got my Leatherman on me if you'd like to die now.
Would you ever let me sit behind you on your motorcycle?
Wow, that's a tough call. I don't... No.
Just say no. It's fine.
No.
No. Okay. All right.
Get your own.
Can we go out to lunch sometime?
If you're buying.
37 seconds oh. with Tracy.
Not bad.
That was 37 seconds with Tracy. I messed up and had to talk to Tracy, our engineer.
We're getting there. I think
so. You're making some inroads.
Yeah, that whole thing was about a minute and 8 seconds. I'm like, wow, Ian really outdid himself. It was just like
to juice it up a little bit.
30 seconds of song. he said he'll go to lunch with you.
Yeah,
and he got a buy.
He thought about letting you ride if you. Oh my God, will you please get on the back of his motorcycle and ride with him to lunch?
You gotta film it. If he'll let me.
I don't think that'll happen.
See, yeah, that's the whole thing. I don't think
I don't want you to have to come out of pocket as well to pay for that. I would gladly pay for your lunch if you ride in the back of the motorcycle with Tracy.
I'm going to hold you to that, Dave.
You certainly can.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I mean,
oh.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
But you have to...
Ian behind Tracy on the motorcycle.
But like start with that like cool guy thing where you're trying not to get all huggy, where you're like holding on to the back of the seat, and then as you're riding,
just
like,
slowly.
But
go.
Slowly the arms have to come around the waist, and then
maybe his bosom.
Start to caress him a little bit.
Slowly sniff his neck.
Is that a new cologne?
XDFM,
Corrupt Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So it's not this Friday, but next Friday, the end of summer luau, and we're very excited about it, but we've had to pull a bit of an audible because we had this big swimming experiment that was going to happen where Sylvia was going to get into the wave pool and give us a nice backstroke or
breaststroke. Because she doesn't know how to swim.
Right.
And so we were trying to help her as, you know, a good team does.
Right.
To get her to learn how to swim because that's an essential skill.
Yeah. Well, this weekend she finally, for the first time, after a lot of procrastinating, did some practice. And she got together with Ian. And she, if you haven't seen the video, by the way, it's up on her Instagram, at Dave Mahoney.
I had fun.
Well, she got out the pool and Ian was nice enough to buy her some floaties.
Pink floaties
at that, so that was very nice.
Yeah.
Ian, when she was about to get in the pool, though, did you know just based on the way that she sort of slid awkwardly into the pool? Because it wasn't graceful. She didn't even walk down the stairs. She just sort of did this weird, like,
you could tell she doesn't interact with pools very much.
Yeah.
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 It was kind of awkward.
Well, it ended up going...
It wasn't sexy?
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
It wasn't sexy? No, it was turned on? I was turned on.
No. What?
I was turned on.
No.
I was hot. I was like, yeah.
Ian's like, now you tell me.
Okay.
Yeah, you get in that pool.
What? What?
What?
Cannonball!
So Ian was there with her the entire way, and Sylvia did such a bad job at swimming that she is no longer allowed to swim at Luau. Bossy Rossi came in here yesterday and shut the whole thing down because of this.
Get in, Sylvia.
Ooh, that's cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So. Simple breaststroke.
Simple
Simple gesture.
Okay.
You got this.
Okay.
You got this. Ready?
Yeah.
Just front. Remember to kick. Okay. That one. That one.
All right.
You got this.
I'm doing it.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Here it comes.
There she goes.
Oh, I'm doing it.
There she goes. There she goes. Ah! Oh, Sylvia. Ah!
The floaties were off at this point.
Yeah.
Look how out of breath you are.
No.
That was one little incident.
I just freaked out a little bit. I did it for like 2 seconds.
You did, but you're going to need to do a lot more than 2 seconds.
Some sweet jams going on at
this
pool.
Yeah.
Don't miss David Mahoney's End of Summer Luau August 25th at Mandalay Bay Beach.
Get your tickets at x175lasvegas.com. Maybe you can see her drown.
Or live.
So Bossy Rossi.
You sure can't, because Bossy Rossi heard the middle part there where she started screaming and obviously drowning while right next to Ian, too. Like, Ian was right there to save her, and she freaked out and started going under.
I freaked myself out.
And so instead of Sylvia swimming, once again, Mahoney and I are going to step up and try to save the day.
Yeah, Bossy Rossi saunters in here and then tells us that no discussion, no whatever. Yeah, I don't want to do the paperwork. I don't even think it's for the benefit of Sylvia's health.
No,
it's not.
No, it's not.
He's like, if she drowns, it's going to be a lot of paperwork for me, and I don't want paperwork.
We wouldn't let her drown.
Yes.
Like, it's like 5 feet of water.
You can just stand up.
She could stand up.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been fine.
Would you save me, Mahoney?
What?
Would you save me?
No, but he would instruct others to be like, Ian!
I am
Mahoney.
I am more of a delegator than
Look
doer.
At me.
Right, yeah.
Look
what?
At me. No,
if
look
I was
at
the
me.
Only person there,
Mahoney,
Sylvia.
Look at me.
If I was the only person there.
Oh my God.
I would
look
save
at
you.
Me.
I would say
Mahoney.
But if there were other people around.
He's refusing to look her in the eyes.
Oh, my God. No. So, don't look at Dave.
Here's what we have coming
Mahoney.
Up.
Mahoney.
Nowhere near. Oh,
Sylvia, man. It'll be
Mahoney.
All right.
Mahoney.
It'll be okay. We've got to talk about why we have to
say
this because
animated.
You're no longer allowed to sing or swim.
Mahoney.
And sing. That's coming next.
Mahoney.
We got a cease and desist from Disney.
Jason Mahoney.
You are murdering our songs. These are not good.
Look at me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No, look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Look at me in the eye.
I'm looking at you.
Look at me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No, don't look at my chest.
Yeah,
look
she's
at
up
me.
There, Mahoney. She's up
eyes
there.
Up here. Eyes up here.
Oh, my God. You can't look at me. You wouldn't save me?
If you and I were the only ones out there, I would save you. Okay.
So we're going to be doing a tetherball match instead.
Dave versus Mahoney.
Yeah.
Tetherball tango. Is that what we're calling
it? Is that it? Is that it?
I feel like that's the alliteration I came up with yesterday. But we're going to play the world's greatest game of tetherball.
Yeah.
Instead, we're going to continue on our schoolyard games. I'm going to get redemption.
No, I kicked your ass in ping pong.
No.
I kicked your ass in boxing.
The wind will not play a factor in this tetherball match, Dave. Uh-huh. And so anybody who comes out to see Magic Giant, Iron Tom, and Iration next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be treated to the world's greatest game of tetherball.
World's greatest tetherball match, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's hope Sylvia doesn't fall in, because if she does, Mahoney's not going to save her and she's going to drown.
No, he's not.
I will help people
like,
save
as
her.
As soon as, like, he looked at me, and as soon as you said Mahoney's going to, or Sylvia's going to fall in, he, like, looked somewhere else.
He's like, Ian, go save Sylvia. Oh, whenever Ian gets back from the bathroom, tell him to go
Ian's
save Sylvia.
Ian's a young, virile, healthy young man. Yeah. I am, you know, like I said, I'm getting old, man. Like,
you're 36.
I can't throw my back out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Actually, I think I have a broken toe right now as well.
No, you don't.
I do.
Really?
My ring toe on my right foot.
Oh, because you're wearing that ring?
Yeah, the ring toe.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So a couple of rather famous gentlemen from here in Las Vegas made a massive bet on Floyd Mayweather. Almost $1 million bet on Floyd Mayweather that he is going to beat Conor McGregor.
I told you not to tell anybody about that.
Yeah. Like I said, famous people with a lot of money. It's not you. Also, fleas in Arizona test positive for the plague. So good news there. And
sweet.
You know that strategy to lose weight where you take a balloon and you put it down in your stomach and it expands? But it was FDA approved?
Yeah, we mentioned that like a few months ago.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been because people be dying from it.
Yeah. Oh, they'd be dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Multiple people dead from it. So been thinking about the old balloon in the stomach thing. We'll tell you why that's a bad idea, Nick.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So the Maloofs were the ones that plunked down all of that money. Not George Maloof, but Gavin and Joe. And they're so confident that...
Was it Mahoney?
What?
It wasn't Mahoney?
It was not Mahoney. No, Mahoney's a liar. He does not have an extra $880,000 to spare, as it turns out.
I got credit. Not good credit.
I don't think that they take $500 limit credit cards at the sports book. I don't think that's how it goes. Oh. But they're so confident that Mayweather is going to beat McGregor, they put $880,000 on it. And he's minus 550 favorite as of this past Friday. And the Maloofs are going to make $160,000 in profit if Mayweather does, in fact, win. They decided that they were going to take that money when Mayweather wins and give it to charity on behalf of their new company, Never Too Hungover.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I know it may be a guise of a publicity stunt, you know, to get the name of their new company out there, so on and so forth. But it's a good publicity stunt.
And you're putting your money where your mouth is, too. I mean, you know, let's say that something crazy happens and Mayweather loses. They're out almost $1 million.
That's not going to happen.
I know it's
because
not gonna
guess
happen.
What? They've been around Las Vegas long enough. They've been around boxing long enough that we know. The only thing that makes me upset about this is that it's going to lower Mayweather's line a little bit because $800,000 coming in can shift a line.
So some really good news, you guys. Fleas in Arizona have tested positive for the plague.
Oh,
God.
The world's best bassist?
Yeah, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Has the plague. What are they doing in Arizona?
Only while in Arizona, though.
Oh, weird.
No, Navajo County public health officials confirmed on Friday that fleas in the region tested positive for the bubonic plague.
Really?
Jeez, like, you would think like...
The one that, like, killed millions and millions of people across Europe.
When are you ever going to hear the bubonic plague? You think it would just be like, you know,
I don't know.
When
did we think that the measles were coming back? Or the rubella? Or whooping cough?
Hey, morons, get your kids vaccinated.
Stop listening to Jenny McCarthy.
Yes.
God, she's the only person who's dumber than us.
Did you see the John Oliver special on
yes.
the fact that people aren't getting their dogs vaccinated anymore because they don't want their dogs to be autistic?
It's
Christ almighty, people.
It's ridiculous.
It's not how it works. Oh, just ask any medical professional ever.
That study, it was fake. He admitted he lied.
What?
Yeah, I know. Speaking of health professionals that maybe would have encouraged you to do this in the past, you should not. Five people are dead after an FDA-approved obesity treatment that places silicone balloons into the stomach.
Oh, my God.
Have been expanding in ways that they shouldn't. So the procedure lasts only about 30 minutes. One or two balloons are placed inside the stomach through the mouth using an endoscope while a patient is mildly sedated. Once inside, it's inflated with liquid, usually some sort of saline solution. The idea is for the balloon, which is about the size of a grapefruit once inflated, to leave less room for food in the stomach. It stays in the stomach up to 6 months while the patient also follows a diet and exercises regularly. But they're saying that this procedure has killed five people now. So
that's horrible.
No. If you've been considering that or someone that you know has been considering it.
Stop them.
You think that the FDA approval would mean that it was safe.
You would think so.
Not the case here.
Wow.
Last but not least, do you guys like this or not? There are trendy new moms. And, you know, like moms being trendy is nothing new, but I think it's gotten heightened in the past few years with
blogs.
Yeah, with social media and Instagram.
With Instagram specifically,
Everybody wants to be a blogger now.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
How many people do you know who have blogs? It's like, I'm a blogger. Like
but you make money
off like
of that.
It's not in chic anymore to be like a stay-at-home mom, which is like my mom stayed at home with me. Your mom was a stay-at-home mom too because you had 19,000 kids.
Six, but close enough.
But you know, like that is a noble profession. You know, like I wish I made enough money that if I were to choose that like I could do that. I don't.
Yeah,
but blogging.
But I feel like in this day and age, it's like I can't be just a stay-at-home mom anymore. I have to be a blogger
because you can make money even like on YouTube.
But they're not though.
No, but I mean, there are some people that are considered
just
influencers.
Just like there's some people out there in radio who are making millions and millions of dollars.
It's possible.
Yes,
it's just not going to happen.
It's possible for Ryan Seacrest and Howard Stern.
It's also possible for me to go down to Fremont Street and play Megabucks and win $11.8 million like the guy did this past weekend.
$3 pull, that's also son of a bitch.
It's not going to.
It's also very possible that's not going to happen for me, and that's okay. I accept it.
You could hang out with Minnie T, though.
Yeah, which, by the way, is coming up, if you missed it. Ian's interesting individual for this week, Minnie T. Here's one for you, though, about trendy moms.
Okay.
They now want their kids to stop calling them mom and start calling them by their first names.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. You don't like it?
No.
Nah.
I don't like that.
The moms want their relationship with their kids to be more like friends.
No.
And it's going
no.
And they think calling them by the first name is going
to
help.
There has to be a boundary between being a friend and being a parent.
Yeah.
Because then, no, there's just like a lack of respect.
Yes, my daughter will call me sir.
Dr. Sir.
Dr.
Sir Esquire DDS the third.
And she starts talking, she's like, hey, Dave.
I'll be like,
get me my juice.
Shut up, Sienna. Get your own juice. No, there's nothing cuter in the world than when my daughter goes, dad, dad. Yeah, like that. That's amazing.
But that's aside from the point. Like, you have to have respect for your parents.
If you are interfering with the mother-daughter or mother-son relationship because you want to be trendy,
no,
you're doing it wrong, in my opinion. That's stupid.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But, they've always, like, I've always read that you don't want to be a friend to your child.
You
like
can you be a friend with your parents when you get older.
Yeah, yeah, but
when you were like 36.
When you turn 30 years old, it becomes much more of a friendship type relationship.
Instead of like the parent being an actual parent to the
child.
They're
not disciplining you anymore, but they can give you,
guidance
advice because guess what? They've lived longer. They have more experience.
And by the time you're 30, you realize most of the stuff that your parents told you was right. You just didn't agree with it at the time
because
you're a moron.
Yes.
But you still have to go through those moron years.
Of course.
And you need that authoritarian figure to let you know, okay, I don't care if you want to do this or not because I'm not your friend. I'm your parent.
Yeah.
Eat your broccoli, bitch.
Don't miss Iration. Performing at Dave and Mahoney's End of Summer Luau. Friday, August 25th at the beach at Mandalay Bay with X107.5.
Seriously, I heard that all the time as a young man.
Eat your broccoli, bitch.
No, not really.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
311 New Politics in town on Friday over at Mandalay Bay Beach. We have your chance to win some tickets to that show coming up in just a moment. Also, if you missed Ian's interesting individual, yesterday we debuted it. Mini T, a little Mr. T down on Fremont Street. Quite a delight. That's coming up next as well.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian's interesting individual featuring Mini T. A small version of Mr. T from down on Fremont Street this weekend is coming up in a moment. But first, let's give away some tickets for 311 and New Politics at Mandalay Bay Beach. Presented by X107.5. It is happening this Friday. And if you're calling number 10, you are going for free. Good luck.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Hey, Barbara, congratulations to you. You're calling number 10. That means that on Friday night, you're going to put your toes in the sand and hang out at Mandalay Bay Beach while enjoying some 311 and New Politics.
I can't. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. What are you up to this morning?
Driving to work.
All right. Well, have a great day at work, and thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
So here we go. Ian's interesting individual. This is when Ian linked up with a fine young gentleman by the name of Mini T down on Fremont Street this weekend. He was wearing a little like wife beater with the chains like you'd expect Mr. T to be wearing. He had the mohawk. It was a pretty good Mr. T costume. Like you could tell he put some effort into it. I do have one question for you, though, because I noticed this in the picture that we posted up on our Instagram at Dave Mahoney. He had one pant leg
rolled up.
Was that a thing Mr. T did?
That was a thing in the 80s.
Did Mr. T do that?
I don't remember Mr. T doing that.
Okay. So it's worth taking a look at the picture at Dave Mahoney on Instagram, and definitely worth a listen as Ian talks to Mini T down on Fremont Street this past weekend.
Come one, come all! To Ian's interesting individual!
All right, here we are again for another Ian's Interesting Individual. What's your name?
My name is Andrew.
So, Andrew, you got some pretty sick chains, and you're here on Fremont. What is it that you do here?
I take pictures with the lovely people of Fremont, the tourists, or the locals, no matter what.
Now, what is it about you that attracts people to you?
Because I'm Mini T. Duh!
So what made you become Mini T?
Because Mini T is like saying, I'm tough, but I ain't no fool. So watch out, fools.
Now, is there a Mrs. T?
No. They can't handle the Mini T.
Hey, what's the crazy you've seen out here on Fremont?
I seen a fool. He had 4 beers in his hand. He dropped them all, and he slid, and his face was busted, bleeding.
Hey, who would win in a fight, you or Mini Rocky?
Me, fool. Hey, if you out there, Rocky, call me out, fool. Let's do this. Forget the Mayweather. That's me and you.
Hey, speaking of,
Would you also double as a mini Mayweather if had the opportunity?
Don't get me mad, okay? A mini T, that's it. I ain't all the fool.
Mini T, who would win in a fight, me or you?
Me, fool, of course.
All right, maybe we can make that happen. Well, Mini T, what else do you do besides Fremont?
I do parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, you name it. I claim it. So look me up, fools.
All right, don't bull me. Have you ever done a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah?
Yes, I did. In L.A., yes, I did. It went awesome. It's like, they loved it. They love me. I get no problems.
Mini T, you are crazy. So,
no, you crazy, fool.
Do you have any advice for any other future Mini T's or Mini Mayweathers?
There won't be no other. I'll be the last one. But you out there, I want you to be strong, and you better represent me right. Oh, you understand me, fools?
Mini T, it was a pleasure meeting you, sir.
Thank you, sir, too.
God, you are interesting.
You are it, too. But are you a crazy fool? Are you a crazy fool?
I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy. Can you just do a liner real quick for me? Can you just say, you're listening to the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5, fool?
Slow it down, fool. You listen to the David Mahoney Show on X107.5. You crazy fools. Make sure you tune in.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I really like Bruno Mars. And I wish that I didn't, because he's so smooth and everything about him is just so perfect. And
his music's a guilty pleasure of mine.
He's super talented.
So you're just a little envious over there?
Yeah, I mean,
I'd be happy that you're, you know, over 6 foot tall, Diff.
Yeah,
you got that going.
He's tiny.
Yeah, he's 5 foot tall and a billionaire. And
he's five four.
I mean, and lives.
Aww. He just donated $1 million to the Flint water crisis, which, by the way, it's still amazing that that's going on. That's a thing.
It's 2017 in America, and there's a major city. Or a large city.
Yeah.
It's a large city.
Sure.
It's not a town. It's a large city that doesn't have clean drinking water. It's
unbelievable.
What the hell?
He was doing a concert on Saturday night in Auburn Hills, Michigan, and he just stopped during the show to announce that he was going to take $1 million and donate it to the Flint water crisis.
I love that.
Just awesome.
Like I said, he's, talk about a guy who, if you think about maybe 7-8 years ago, whenever he was here performing in Vegas when he was still a relatively new guy, got busted for coke in the bathroom of the Hard Rock, and people were like, who is this idiot? Guy could not have done a bigger 180 and come out ahead. I mean, like, has been, like, the fact that he's donating $1 million to help that community, bless him.
So seniors are the fastest growing group of marijuana users, according to a national survey.
High school seniors, college seniors?
No.
Adults 65 and older, up 250%, while adults 50 to 65 have also increased usage by 58%. I've generally felt that recreational drugs of any kind were no-nos, and I still do, said a 91-year-old by the name of Dwayne. Cannabis seems to be somewhere in between, he said.
Okay.
He's like,
All right, Dwayne. I respect that. Have you noticed, though, I'm curious if, Ian, have you been back to your dispensary anytime recently?
Yes, I have.
When was the last time you visited your dispensary?
I would say a couple of days ago, actually.
How busy was it when you were there?
It's steady. I'm not going to say it's busy, but you do have to wait every time you go.
Okay.
So it's not like a go in, hand them your ID, and then, you know, go make your purchase. It's hand off your ID and then wait in line.
There's one place I keep an eye out on because, you know, I'm down in Mountain's Edge, so I drive, you know, I shop at that Target down there on Blue Diamond quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And they're on the way back near between Jones and Rainbow. There is a place, I think, Canopy or Canopy or something like that. And
Canopy. Yep, definitely, for sure.
It could be Canopy. It's something like that, man.
I don't know what it is. I've seen the place, but it's definitely not Canopy.
It could be.
Because that's either something that you put over a lawn chair or it's an actual canopy.
All the other
they would
names
not name
were
it
taken.
Canopy.
Actually, I would imagine with a lot of places testing for marijuana, a canopy would be a pretty good
big seller, yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Canopy. It's a Canopy.
I told you. You don't believe me.
That's the name of the one on Blue Diamond.
You make fun of me.
Well, are you sure it's not Canopy?
I would eat pie out of a can.
That'd be weird.
Can you go in there, get weed, and pie in a can? Because if you can, hello.
Like, can it?
Why don't you just combine the two and make it an edible? A can of pie that's an edible.
Oh, my God. Get so high.
Off a pie.
Just keep eating it. I can't stop.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
What kind of pie, though? Is it like cherry, peach, banana?
Like a blackberry sort of thing?
Nah, I'm an apple pie.
Blueberry? No.
Apple or pumpkin? Apple or pumpkin? Dutch pumpkin. Apple.
Ugh.
Yuck.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you're a communist, that's why.
Seems a little aggressive, but okay. All right, so we have a new game called Tipsy or Toddler coming up, and it's for tickets for the show that's happening on Friday, Young the Giant, Cold War Kids, and Joy Wave coming up in just a moment. Also, top stories are on the way. So do you think that you can discern between a story told by a person that is tipsy and a story that is told by a toddler? Something called Toddler or Tipsy. It's brand new to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, but we have three different stories, and if you can get two or more correct out of the three, then we're going to give you some tickets for this Friday night to go see Young the Giant, Cold War Kids, and Joy Wave Pearl Inside the Palms, presented by X1075. 702-791-1075 is the phone number if you would like to be our contestant. Again, all you have to do is figure out if these stories are told by somebody that's a little drunk or a little toddler. It's up to you.
Tipsy or toddler?
All right, so here's how this game works. And again, it's a brand new game, so hopefully we won't screw this up too much. But Caitlin is joining us from Henderson. We have three different stories that we are going to read to you. Each one of us is going to read a different story. Mm-hmm. And you have to try to figure out which one of these are read by a toddler or somebody that is a little bit tipsy. Are you familiar with people that drink a lot? Or do you have anyone in the family that maybe likes to have some beverages from time to time?
Yeah, I'm familiar with both.
Okay, so toddlers and people that are tipsy, so maybe you'll be good at this game. Yeah. We don't know yet. This is the first time doing this. Again, we have three that we're going to read for you. Mahoney is going to start us off, and if you get two or more correct, this Friday you're going to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids and Joy Wave all together. Yeah. Pearl Inside the Palm. So good luck to you.
Why do you make me read the one with the most S's, Dave? You know I've got Invisalign in. I'm going to have to take it out for this.
Yeah. That's specifically why I gave you that story.
It's literally the longest one. You know I don't like to read.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not good at reading, and also has a bunch of S's, which will mess with you because of your Invisalign.
It's saliva stream.
He just took...
And he just, like, sucked it back in.
What am I supposed to, like, let it drool all over my face?
I know.
Weirdos? Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Story number one in Tipsy's Toddler or Toddlers.
Good start.
This one's called The Snakes. The snakes don't know how to walk, you know? The other snakes, inaudible, to the balls. And then the big king cobra snakes, they fighted the rattlesnakes, and they fighted good, and they're good. And they tell, and one's dead. And then the king cobra spits out spitting stuff. Then other ones throw a different rock at a snake to kill other snakes. And then the cobras shoot venom on the king cobras. And the rattlesnakes right behind him almost killed him, but it was right behind him. Ta-da! And then the other snakes, something about a rock. And then the other snakes noticed a big rock.
Ooh, okay.
So is that a drunk?
It was kind of all over the place. Was that somebody that's tipsy or somebody that is a toddler? What do you think, Caden?
I'm going to say drunk on that one.
Let's have a listen. Go to the audio.
The snakes went on a walk. Then all the snakes went on a walk. The other snakes to the balls. Then the big king cobra snakes. They're fighting the rattlesnakes, and then the fight is good. They good, then tell, they almost died. But then the king cobra spit out spitting stuff. Then the other ones went on to a different rock, a snake rock, to kill other snakes, and then the cobras shot venom at them, all the king cobras. And the rattlesnake was right behind him, almost killed him, but the protector's right behind him. Da 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 da. And then the other snakes went on to the rock. And then the other snakes went on to a big rock.
So while we don't have 100% confirmation that kid is not also trashed, It is, in fact, a toddler, so I'm sorry. You did not get that one right.
That was a hell of a story, though.
Hell of a story.
He's the cutest kid ever.
Hell of a story for that kid.
Great story. All right, so, okay, no worries. You still have a chance here, but you must get these next two correct. I'll take this second one here, okay?
All right.
This one's called Charles, and it's a short story. There once was a dog named Charles, and he got hit by a car, but he lived just kind of halfway there. I'll be right back. Is that somebody that's tipsy, or is that a toddler?
I'm going to say tipsy on that one.
Okay, here we go.
There once was a dog named Charles, and he got hit by a car, but he lived. He's just kind of halfway there. I'll be right back.
Great story. Great story.
All right, so you're on the board, Caden.
One and one. Yeah. You got it. All comes down to this final one.
Third and final one. Right. Yeah, here we go. Take it away, Sylvia.
This is called The Hand.
Okay.
We went to the cabin, and the hand, it's scary because it was gone, and then we went back outside again to see if the hand, and it was gone again. Then we went back inside the cabin and we watched a movie, and then we fell asleep and woke up again, and then the hand was back, and then...
That's a toddler.
For the win, let's see.
We went to the cabin and the hand... It's scary because it was gone. It was gone. And then we went outside again to see the hand, and it was gone again. And then we went back out inside in the cabin. And then we watched a movie. And then we fell asleep, woke up again, and then the hand was back.
First off, kid, terrifying story.
I could just listen to toddler stories all day.
They're just so good. But congratulations to you, Caden Friday. You're going.
Yay!
Let the giant Coldwell kids enjoy a lay. Pearl Inside the Palms, presented by X107.5. Well done. You did make it interesting. It came down to that third and final one. But yeah, man, those are some great stories.
Oh, man.
Whose idea was this?
For all of us.
Is this your idea, Ian?
This is Ian's.
Ian,
this is a great idea, man. This is really, really quality stuff. Caden, congratulations to you, man. Thank you for listening, brother.
Thank you. Love
you. Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Mahoney, when you were growing up as a kid, was there ever a teacher that you wanted to hook up with?
Oh, yeah, Miss Nilgis. She's actually the principal of my old high school now.
Did you see her when you went back for the reunion?
No. Ah, I mean, teachers didn't come to the reunion, but there was always a rumor that she was a dancer.
Really? Like a stripper?
Yeah.
But, goodness.
She was young at the time. She was like 23, and so there was always like that rumor that like floated around. Because, I mean, she would wear like tight dresses, and, you know, when you're like 15 years old, 16 years old, it's like you would give your left arm to see an areola.
A little bit of one.
Not even to hook up, but just to see an aerial.
See, I had a crush on one of my acting teachers. Oh, he was cute.
Really?
Yeah.
He was
36 at the time.
What?
I was like 17.
What's the matter with you?
What?
I had a teacher in seventh grade that was a guy named Mr. Nelson. And same thing, like young guy, probably, I don't know, early 20s. But, you know, like a handsome dude. And I remember the day that he came into class. And he told everyone that he had gotten engaged to his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And there were at least three, maybe as many as five girls that broke down and started sobbing in class when he announced that he had gotten engaged.
See, like,
and he drove one of those sweet Geo Trackers. Remember those things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in high school.
Stud like a Geo Tracker. That's
when
right.
I was in high school.
Girl, I'm going to Geo Track you.
We had a teacher who was like 23, like a few, like maybe two teachers, male teachers who were 23. They were not
good looking.
No, unfortunately, no.
Yeah,
Sylvia's.
What?
You like the older men?
I mean, really? Know.
What's up, girl?
Really? Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now she's looking in the 50 range.
Yeah. Jennifer Caswell, 31 years old, a teacher that was sentenced to 15 years, five of them suspended after pleading guilty to hooking up with one of her eighth grade English students in the classroom. So the victim and his father sued for intentional infliction of emotional distress. And now a federal judge has sided with the plaintiffs. So the kid who hooked up with his teacher, and again, it's very different when you think about a guy and a girl, but it's still, in my opinion, a total violation.
Oh, 100%.
If it's a female teacher hooking up with a kid that's in eighth grade. Because
eighth grade is,
you don't
like,
know any better.
Like,
mm-hmm. And the teacher
like
should.
Like, if you were 16, like, if you're old, here's my stance on it as a guy. If I am old enough to drive a car, I should be able to sleep with, you know, an older woman if I choose to be and not have them put in peril. Because I'm operating a motor vehicle, and honestly, operating a motor vehicle is a lot more dangerous than having the relation.
See, you, you as a 16-year-old could, you know, try to hook up with her, but she can't do that to you.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying like...
Well, this
like,
teacher actually appeared on Dr. Phil's show back in 2015.
Was she
saying
hottie?
That she was not a rapist.
She's not ugly, but she's not like one of the super hot
but
ones out
she
there.
She blamed the victim for making the first move.
Yeah, that's that's.
Oh, and by the
dumb.
Way, she was married during the whole tryst that was going on between the two of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, if an eighth grader is like, hey, what's up? I'll be like, take me. Not going to do that.
Of course
you're
not, because you're not mentally ill. This woman obviously is mentally ill.
Well, she's now a single mother of one. Yeah, well, so here's what happened. Here's the fallout. So the public school system agreed to pay the family $125,000 to settle a separate lawsuit. That's not the one that I was talking about that was just decided on by the federal judge. This kid and his family also going to get $1 million.
Is it from her or from taxpayers?
Probably from taxpayers.
See, now that I don't like.
Yeah,
I thought it was from her.
I mean, is it? It says that she's saying she has no money to pay it. So, I mean, does the $1 million judgment just go away at that point?
Yeah. I mean, she gets her future funds will be garnished at that point.
Okay.
But I think, honestly, the fact that she's blaming him is disgusting. He was in eighth grade. Again, I think there's a big difference as a young man between being in eighth grade when you're, 13, and being, a sophomore or a junior where you're 16.
Huge difference.
Those are huge, huge, huge different years for guys. So, I don't think the book should be necessarily thrown at a lot of, high school teachers who are sleeping with, their 18-year-old students. Yes, they should be fired, but should they be in jail and have to pay the taxpayers' payout? Probably not, unless it's a completely egregious act. Obviously, there are some certain instances where they are, but on average,
I found myself getting more conservative on those beliefs, though, as a being a father of a young daughter, and she's a long way away from high school.
That's a totally different story as a dad.
No, that's what I mean, though.
You're thinking about you and a hot teacher. Yes.
That's way different. If you're talking about some pervy gym teacher and my 18-year-old daughter, I'm going to kill the guy.
No, I agree with you.
What if she was
it's a double standard, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I feel that way, and I'll admit I am a hypocrite on that.
Yeah.
What if your daughter was checking out the gym teacher?
No.
But he
Sienna?
Was like... But
stop it.
We're going to have to, Dave and I are going to go kill that guy.
Yes, we have to go kill him.
Sorry,
bury his ass in the desert.
Dad and Mahoney had to murder him.
Okay,
you have a new gym teacher
now.
She
likes him.
It doesn't work
like
that.
Doesn't matter like that.
No.
No.
Boarding school for you.
You're going into the military.
Yeah.
Chastity belt.
They still make those things?
I don't think so.
No, but really.
Do they ever
exist?
Do they still make them?
Yeah, they do.
But it's like a fetish
thing. Yeah, it's like some BDSM stuff. That's not a rabbit hole we want to go down this morning.
When did chastity belts go out of style?
I don't know. Or 500 years ago?
When did it turn into a BDSM thing?
The modern-day chastity belt, Spanx.
Can you imagine?
They are.
You can't have sex.
Because you're not getting laid if you're on a date. Because if you're wearing Spanx, I've had several women tell me this over the years. It's like...
Stop lying. You wear Spanx and you know it.
Fine. I'm not giving it up. I'm wearing Spanx. I can't get it off.
You're like, I need the jaws of life.
Oh, help. This is what a chastity belt looks like.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah. But I mean, can you imagine living in a world where, they put girls in chastity belts?
No.
Hold on. Let me
that
put
was like
some.
That was 500 years ago.
What in the hell, man?
Way too soon.
What in the hell?
They're just gonna.
Sylvia, I told you not to look at that stuff on the web.
They're gonna clamp your junk closed with metal undies.
Oh, there it is.
And how uncomfortable were those damn things?
Okay, I mean, even think about.
They didn't care as long as you didn't do anything.
Well, but maybe just I don't know.
No, they didn't trust you. Ah, oh, man.
Teach her a belief system where you don't want her to, do things before marriage. Instead of, actually locking. Did that ever work?
No.
Well, I mean, didn't they have like a little key?
Do they also have like a chastity mask?
There is a chastity necklace or choker, I mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds neat.
And you just,
you're going to get a call from HR today,
How
Sylvia.
Am I going to get a call from HR? You're a pervert. This is for work.
Oh, this isn't for work.
This is for work. Listen, I'm trying to see.
I have no idea what you're doing over
Why
there.
Why are you on Amazon?
Yeah.
I'm a little curious.
Did you just one-click order that?
It's Prime, two-day shipping for free.
I want to know what it's like.
Do you really? How much are they?
I know. I'm looking at Google Images.
Talmor, what's up, man?
So my best friend here had the same idea with his teacher when he was about 17 or 16 and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, his mom figured out and told him to break it up immediately before she goes to the cops.
Mom!
Now, the kicker is that 2 years later, that lady had a kid and named him the same name that my friend had.
Whoa.
Ooh.
So,
baby. On the creepy side.
Is he paying child support?
No. But it's the kid was apparently she was still in love with him or something, but she still named the baby after his name.
See, that's crazy.
Really?
Huh.
That's crazy.
Call Maury.
Yep. Some people are crazy, dude.
Mm. So do you think that he would still today?
If she
texted him, do you think that she would today go back and hook it up again?
God knows.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know.
Got to
go back to work.
All right,
see you later. Okay, bye. Well, this is interesting.
You're still looking at chastity belts, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We've had enough of that.
One final thing here. People who drink a glass of wine a night live longer, according to a new study. Alcohol protects your heart and cuts your risks of early death by 25%.
David, but that's only if you have one glass of wine.
Yeah, this is like...
Not if you have three glasses of wine or... A whole bottle of wine.
What is the bottle made out of?
Glass.
Thank you.
No.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Mine's just made out of cardboard and plastic.
Ronzia for the win.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just got a text message from Bossy Rossi, and he said, Sylvia has to review the company's sexual harassment policies after the show today.
I wasn't doing anything. What?
You're a pervert.
I'm not a pervert. I wanted to know what a chastity belt looked like, so I looked it up on Google Images.
Mm-hmm. That's not a proper way to use company resources, Sylvia.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it's just not appropriate in the workplace. Do it on your own time.
You were looking at naked chicks a long time ago.
When was I looking at
you? Like, we're looking at like plastic surgery.
Like, do not. The
what?
Wizard is behind that curtain, and you do not want to see the wizard. It ruins it.
You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
Ew!
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
I do love sausage.
Not a pretty process.
No,
all right, we're
not.
Checking the voicemail again here in a little bit if you want to leave a message. 702-889-7352, and your chance to hang with Mahoney Friday, Aces Nails for the best damn drink night. That's coming up next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So this is going to be a good time on Friday, like it is every single week. Mahoney is going to be out for the best damn drink night period. And if you would like to join him at Aces and Ales, 2801 North Tenaya, this is the time to call. You have to be at least 21, but call number 10 gets a $50 gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces and Ales growler. Good luck to you. X107.5 with Kings of Leon.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Jessica is joining us this morning, and under the location, it just says Jessica is, quote, doing her thing. Is that true?
That's true.
What is your thing? What do you mean?
My morning thing. Got my coffee, get myself dressed, you know, my thing.
So you're partially undressed while talking to us right now?
Well, yeah.
Neato.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy your coffee. Thank you for listening. Also, enjoy some drinks with Mahoney on Friday.
I'm so excited for the growler. I mean, Mahoney too, but...
Yeah, mostly the growler.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave. Woo! Yeah! Get that win, Dave, all right? Beat Mahoney. He has no excuse this time because he has the advantage. You get that win, buddy.
Message deleted.
What he's referring to is Dave versus Mahoney, Tetherball Tango.
That's right.
Which is going down to Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau featuring Iration, Iron Tom, and Magic Giant.
All happening next Friday, the 25th, Mandalay Bay Beach.
$29. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with that. You can buy your tickets online, x1075lasvegas.com.
That's right.
Or if you don't like the internets for whatever reason, you can buy them in person as well.
Yes.
Who did he say that had the advantage?
He said Mahoney has the, I assume that he's talking about
the height
advantage.
The eye of the tiger, the coordination, the good looks.
None of those things.
The better voice.
No, you said Dave was going to be Conor McGregor, so technically Dave is going to be the hot one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
No. Conor McGregor is getting his ass beat all day long. Don't get
Conor
that
McGregor's
twisted.
Conor McGregor is the hot one. You compared him to Dave, so technically Dave is the hot one.
Conor McGregor's like 5'6".
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I can take Conor McGregor.
You also thought that you could take me in ping pong. You were wrong about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The win.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Wasn't a full match either.
Jason Mahoney, I am surprised that you will not save Sylvia if she was drowning. Now, if you recall, about a month ago, I posed a little question about who she would save if they were hanging off a cliff. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, you were one of the people that she would save.
That's right.
The audacity that you have for not saving Sylvia when she drowned.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Look her in the eye right now. Apologize. Say, I'm sorry. No, Mahoney. Look her in the eyes. Her eyes are not right there. Her eyes are up here. There you go.
Message deleted.
He's not even looking at all. No.
First and foremost.
Won't even look her direction right now.
First and foremost, I said I would save Sylvia if I was the only one there and the only person able to save her.
Okay, but what if I didn't want anybody else's help and I wanted your help?
It doesn't matter what you want. I am a person who is a good supervisor. I would direct how the saving of you went.
Right.
You know, because we can't.
I am dying and I'm asking for your
assistance.
Here's
the thing, Sylvia.
And you,
we can't lose two members of the show at the same time.
Are you afraid she's going to drag you under?
She might pull me under. Yeah. And then next thing you know, that screws Dave and Ian.
Wow.
What are you talking about? We just whack up your loser salaries.
Wow.
Great. Yeah. Ian, you in?
Actually, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Davian.
Davian. The Davian Morning Show. That sounds like a fancy water.
Actually, it does.
Can you give me a bottle of Davian, please? Yes. Sparkling. Yes, thank you.
Let's get into the water business.
I'd like the lemon scent or flavor.
Lemon scented.
It can be scented.
Let's let her drown. You're right.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Comedian Ron White is coming to town this weekend. He is going to be over at the Mirage, and we have your chance to listen in to an exclusive interview. He is going to be joining us on the program next. Hang on.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So just to give you guys a little bit of an idea of what's going on here, it is now 9:20, and I look over at Ian in the producer studio, and he's mouthing the words, come on, come on, come on. Because comedian Ron White, who is performing over the Mirage both Friday and Saturday, is supposed to be joining us for a live interview. Now, I think he's calling right now. Let's see. Let's see. Go ahead and take it and see if it's
all right. All right. Hold on. Right.
Oh.
X107.5.
I don't think he knows we left his mic on.
Oh, actually, this is Ian. You know what, Mr. White? I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
All right.
Guys, we have Ron White on the phone.
Hey, Ron. How you doing, man?
Hello.
How's it going? Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem, man.
So two dates coming up this weekend here in Vegas, Friday and Saturday over at the Mirage Theater. And, you know, obviously these are kind of like tense times for everyone, you know, feeling kind of bottled up with everything that's going on in the world. So after everything that's developed over the past couple of days and just, you know, your vast experience, you know, dealing with different people around the world, would you say that you are more of a boobs or a butt guy?
I'd say, golly.
It's tough, right?
I mean, they're both great.
It's tough to choose.
Yeah.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
It's a tie. I like the combination plate.
That's So I don't. Is this a true story about you going on a cruise with Dr. Phil? Like, there's an annual Mediterranean yacht vacation, and Dr. Phil invited you to join him?
Well, there's not an annual with me on it.
Right, yeah.
There's an annual with them. They do it every year.
So you got invited one and done, huh?
Yeah, I got invited once, and then even though we're still friends, I am secretly, not even secretly, not been invited back.
Huh. So is that why he's always so tan?
Do what?
Is that why he's always so tan? Is because he's always taking these yacht vacations in the Mediterranean?
I don't know why he's so tan. He plays a little golf, plays a ton of tennis, so he stays outside. But yeah, they just got back, so they do it every year. So.
The part that I wanted to ask you about was the scotch, because the story that I heard is that you discovered this rare, expensive scotch aboard this yacht, and then you drank it all, which is maybe why you didn't get invited back. But is that true?
No, it was a bottle of, I think it was Black Grouse, which is not all that expensive, but it's just something I just drink my tequila. I own a tequila company called Number Juan, J-U-A-N, and that's all I drink.
Hang on, man. You have a tequila company named Number Juan?
Number Juan, J-U-A-N, right.
So are you working on that George Clooney?
These liquors, by the way. Get down there and buy it.
Oh, they have it here in Vegas. Fantastic. Oh, sure. I'll have to go give that a shot.
Oh, it's the best in the world.
What were you going
to
ask Mahoney?
I was asking if he's working on that George Clooney business model to sell it out for $1 billion, yeah. Then just, you know,
that's
continue
exactly
being handsome.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
How did you get into the liquor? I mean, obviously, you know, alcohol has always been a part of your stand-up for years and years and years from, you know, going back as long as I can remember.
With the tumbler in the hand.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, course, yeah. But how did you actually get involved with owning an alcohol company?
My brother is Alex Raimundo, who's going to open the shows this weekend. He's from Mexico. And a friend of his found this distillery, which is the ugliest, dustiest distillery I've ever seen in my life. There's like nearly dead dogs laying around and fat people in dirty shirts, and the glasses are filthy. But the tequila is just undeniably the best.
Wait, so you didn't like clean any of this up? You didn't like, you're like, let's feed the dogs or something?
No.
All right.
Okay.
No, the Revesquez family still makes it. They didn't ask us our opinion. They're just pure artisan. They've been in the business for 140 years.
Oh, wow.
Mostly as farmers, but 60 years ago they put in this little distillery and started experimenting with the age of plants and how to age it in different types of barrels, and they came up with the best I've ever had. So we just negotiated with them to let us bring it to the U.S., which has never been here before. So and since we've been here, we've entered four competitions with the four biggest tequila competitions in America, and in those four competitions we won 2 bronze medals, 2 silver medals, and 9 gold medals.
Wow. Good for you guys.
Genuinely nothing like it. Go give it a try.
So here's the thing, though. With tequila, for me, I have one. I mean, because tequila, I'm not a huge tequila drinker, but if it doesn't give me a roaring hangover, then I consider it a success. Is this one of the cleaner tequilas that's not going to give me a pounding headache the next day?
It's the cleanest drink of liquor you'll ever have. There's no hangover at all. It's also a better buzz because it's not a depressant like other alcohols. I drank a lot of scotch for a lot of years, and I got to tell you, I was starting to get a little morose, which makes nobody horny.
Even people that have, they're just sitting across the restaurant from you, sex appeal is just gone for everyone.
Yeah,
gone.
It really is gone. But, tequila is an accelerator. So, so you just want to kind of dance and bang. So that's way funner than morose.
Do you have, is that on the bottle? Is that on the description on the back?
Dance and bang.
So, Ron, when you go to a party, do people always expect you to be the life of the party? Because I imagine if I'm Dr. Phil and I have a yacht and I'm saying, hey, let's go to the Mediterranean, if I'm inviting Ron White, I expect you to always be a good time. But does that get exhausting for you?
I don't think people, my friends for sure don't expect me to be on. I'm a funny person anyway. I mean, my brain works the way it works, thank God. And, because if not, I'd make, no money. if I lost this little comedy part of my mind, I used to check back when I was a club comic, I'd check the newspaper to see what I was worth in the real job market, and it's nothing.
$0.00.
Zero. Yeah. Huh. But not, I am fun at a party. I'm a good time.
I bet so. So when you come to Las Vegas, and forgive the cliche question, but what do you do when you come to Las Vegas outside of your comedy shows again that are happening Friday and Saturday night over at the Mirage Theater?
Yeah, the Mirage, number one, they treat me like a king. So I've done between, 7 and 11 or 12 weekends a year there forever.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, they keep me in a villa with a private pool and access to limos right out my door. And I have access to Shadow Creek, which is the best.
Oh. And, so do you need to fill in your foursome? I thought you were going
to
ask
or
that.
Or would you like us to carry your bags?
Yeah, anything.
And that's just a crazy perk because, you know, you just can't play Shadow if you're not a big high roller, and I'm not. I mean, I do gamble. That I also play in Texas Hold'em and blackjack. So, and I play that more when Mom's there because my mother likes to get hammered and gamble.
What's the most money that you've ever seen your mom lose in a single night?
Mother doesn't lose a lot. Mother, you can't beat Mother at anything. I mean, gin rummy doesn't matter. Mother's a card player.
Really?
Yeah. I guarantee you, she's seen me lose more money because she pays $25 hand blackjack and I pay $300 hand blackjack. So you can lose a lot more money doing it the way I do it.
Do you have any bad beat stories where you go, boy, I had a lot of fun this weekend in Las Vegas, but even with the sold out comedy shows, I made no money.
No,
not that bad. All right.
No,
good.
I've dropped 20 before, but they pay me pretty well down there.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
See, that makes me feel better about losing $9,500 in four hands.
Yeah.
Out of Mesquite.
Yeah, so. My Mahoney had a rough night out in Mesquite, Nevada. That was, and then they kicked him out of the casino. So if you can imagine, not a lot of people betting $10,000 over the course of four hands and then getting the boot. He maybe had a little bit too much of the scotch that night. Yeah, maybe so.
A little much.
So out of, you know, I mean, you tour all over the world, but I mean, is Vegas the favorite place to come because you do get treated like a king here and they actually have all of the amenities?
You know what? It's like a weekend off because the shows are at 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. They're always sold out. It's one of my favorite rooms to work. That Terry Fader Theater is perfect.
Yep, it's great.
And, one of my best friends is Carrot Top. And go see that show if you've seen mine. Go see Carrot Top again. That's funnier. he just killed me.
Ron, you're doing it wrong, man.
You're supposed to be promoting your show.
We love Carrot Top. He's been a friend of the show for a long time and always been generous with his time coming out to our charity events.
And he's a super nice guy, too.
Yeah. That guy's the life of the party.
Have you ever been over to one of his pool parties that he has at his house? Because it was him and the amazing Jonathan for years had this weird rotating water volleyball game that would happen every other Sunday at each other's houses. And for some reason, I got invited to a few of those. And it was just, it was the most surreal thing where there's all these, you know, obviously not in makeup, but blue men hanging out, all these different performers from around Las Vegas. I don't know how I got uninvited, but I'm really pissed because it was so strange and so fun.
I never got invited to one of those. I don't know what I did wrong.
Yeah, it's all of us, man.
But maybe it just happens on Sunday. I don't know. I usually go home on Sunday.
Well, Ron, thank you for your time this morning, man. Looking forward to the shows this weekend, Friday, Saturday, over at Mirage Theater. Like you said, they're always sold out, so if you want to get your hands on some tickets, do that right now. It's going to be a great time, and tickets start at just $59.99, so get your hands on them while you can. Ron, thanks again for the time this morning.
Hey, you got it, man. Thanks for having me on your radio show.
Talk to you soon.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's funny, when Ron White was talking about the villas that they have over at the Mirage with the private pools, I'm like, didn't even know those existed. It's funny.
No.
Never get invited to hang out at the villas with the private pools. Not for us.
No.
So here's some audio that you need to hear. A girl named Rachel posted a video online of having Siri read a text message, because that's a normal thing if you have an iPhone where you can have Siri read you the messages. So if you're driving, you want to be safe, you don't want to look down at your phone and read it, you can just set it up so they'll be read to you. But in this case, the text message is from her mom, and it's a fairly rude text message. Here is Siri reading this text message from her mom.
Recent message from mother. Every single one of the ice trays inside of the freezer are empty. Really? Really? I mean, how hard is it to fill up the ice trays, Rachel? Can you please fill them up when you get home? And what the actual is the sticky substance all over the TV in my room? I mean, did you guys have a orgy in here? I mean, really? I'm going to bed. Good night.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, fill up the ice trays when you're done using them, because there's nothing more infuriating than going to the freezer to get some ice and they're all empty. What are you doing?
It's true.
2 seconds. It takes 2 seconds.
I want to have
a glass of scotch with two ice cubes.
Even if I had to sell a kidney to do it, I can't do the fridge with the the ice trays anymore. Like, it has to be the kind that has the ice maker built in the fridge. Yeah. Because for me with the ice, like, I can't, I don't know if I have epilepsy or what. I can't carry an ice tray to the freezer without just like water going all over the place. And then I freak out and I overcorrect and it's just spilling all over. It's a mess.
But when you're drinking,
what's wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
But when you're drinking spirits, I want the thicker, more dense ice cubes. I don't want the weird banana ones with all the like the flakes. Yeah,
as you know, see, I don't mind like the weird banana ones.
I don't know. I like the banana ones.
Of course you do.
So are you you ready for this?
What?
The toxicology report is back on Tiger Woods. And yeah, he wasn't quite as sober as he made it sound. So the whole thing was, oops, I just mixed a couple of prescription drugs. Whoopsie poopsie. You know, didn't have any alcohol in his system, but you know, innocent mistake. Well, perhaps not.
What was in there?
Hydrocodone.
Okay.
Wow. Hydromorphone. Is that how you say it? Hydromorphone?
Like a hydromorphine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Ian, can you help me out on this next one here? What is the
Alprazolam? It's a generic Xanax.
Okay, so Xanax. All right.
Yep,
all right.
So Xanax. And then he
so
also
hydrocodone,
had
Xanax, hydromorphone.
Yep. And then that's not it. Also had Zolpidem.
Yeah, sure, Dave.
It's basically Ambien is what it is.
Yes.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's Ambien and THC. So had been smoking some weed or at least taking edibles, enough THC or whatever it is. So
Vicodin, morphine, Ambien, Xanax, and THC all in his system.
Boom. There you have it. But, you know, innocent mistake of prescription medication.
Just mixed it up.
Yeah.
he accidentally took it all at once.
Whoops. Whoops. Whoops.
Just like I accidentally drank 9 scotches the other night. I mean, I didn't mean to. It just happened.
And he accidentally slept with, you know, 236 different women, yeah, you know, while he was married.
Yeah, it happens.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This reminds me of that scene from Austin Powers. Like Tiger Woods going, whoops, I fell over. Oops, I fell over again. Oops, I fell over again.
9 scotch? 9 scotches?
No, not really 9 scotches.
Are you sure?
Or could have been. I lost count. I don't know.
We got some good whiskey for tomorrow for Whiskey Wednesday.
Do we? What are we drinking?
Yeah, we're actually going with a classic, Dave. We're going to do...
A classic?
A classic.
A classic. A classic? A classic?
Would you like to drive my classic car or have a drink of my classic?
It's going to be Jameson Black Barrel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Classic indeed.
Ooh.
How dare you? I feel so classy.
Am I going to feel classy tomorrow?
Are you going to spit it out again?
Clathless?
Yes.
Yes, yes, I am.
Yes, I am, sir.
I mean, no offense. I appreciate you bringing in the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The classy stuff.
Yeah. Classy.
The classy stuff.
Classy. Classy.
Classy.
Jerk.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
The great Tetherball Tango of 2017. Iration, Iron Tom, Magic Giants, so much more all happening at David Mahoney's End of Summer Luau. If you've been paying attention to the program today, we'll give you a chance to win some free tickets to the show, which is coming up not this Friday, but next Friday, August 25th at Mandalay Bay Beach. Next with Know the Show.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So for Know the Show today, we have some tickets to what I think is a great event, David Mahoney's End of Summer Luau. It's going to be happening not this Friday, but next Friday, August 25th over at Mandalay Bay Beach. It's going to be a great time the night before the big fight, so that ought to be a lot of fun. Here is a question, though, that could potentially get you into that show for free.
It's Know the Show with David Mahoney.
Hey, Ron, how you doing, man?
Hello.
How's it going? Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem, man.
Your vast experience, you know, dealing with different people around the world, would you say that you are more of a boobs or a butt guy?
I'd say, golly.
Yeah. So we had comedian Ron White on earlier this hour, actually, and we were asking him, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, yeah, you have to make a decision, boobs or butt. Which way did he go? What did he say? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. We're going to hook somebody up again with tickets for this upcoming Friday, or not this Friday, but the following Friday, the 25th, Mandalay Bay Beach, Iration, Iron Tom, Magic Giant, all together, and the Tetherball Tango. Once again, Dave versus Mahoney. And by the way, it is worth noting that we discovered something else that I beat you in, Mahoney.
What's that?
I think it was Effin Stefan actually pointed this out. Remember the punching machine in
Yeah, I beat you
in
that.
Boulder City? No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you
yes,
did not.
Yes, you were drunk and I beat you.
No.
Yes.
No, you did not, actually.
Yeah,
I just,
and you came back and you lied.
I hit 799.
No. No, no. I ended
gladly,
up beating him.
I'll gladly challenge you to that.
Anytime you want to go to a punching
machine. You've never
machine,
beaten me in anything.
I beat you all the time.
In what?
Well, no.
Every
one
day
thing.
At this show of being
okay.
the best.
Being the best. There you go. Mm-hmm. Good call.
See if these people got it right.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Paul.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So we got the Dave Mahoney Into Summer Luau coming up. Not this Friday, but next, the 25th. You're going for free if you can answer the question. When we asked Ron White, boobs or butt, what did he say?
He's a combo guy.
Combo guy!
Yeah! Yeah. Oh,
what's that next play?
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
So congratulations to you, man. You get set up with some tickets. Question for you, after what you've heard us arguing about, not just this morning, but really for the past 9 years we've been doing this radio show together. There's another challenge coming up. It's the Tetherball Tango. Mahoney does have height on me. I'll give him that. Who do you think wins in the Tetherball Tango?
You know, I'm going just for the double butt. Nothing against you, Dave. I'm going for the double butt.
That's right, Dave. In your face.
Don't put that double butt in my face. No, you know I can't handle that. All right, man. I am mad at you. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
He's mad at you.
We appreciate you listening, you son of a bitch.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. You guys have a great day.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.